Open your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 4. And while you're turning there, I'm going to read a couple letters we got. I love the emails we get, and I wanted to share a few of them, And then if you could do a thumbs up, I don't like saying this, but to play the game of the rhythms, if you don't put the thumbs up, we get lost. So we really need you to do your part. And just if you just put a like there, then it can reach more people. And that's our whole goal, is to reach more people. Yeah, and we're livinginhispresence.org, just so you remember. .com has been bought, and we are not .com. So use .org to get to our website, okay? Going to read a couple of these. We enjoy getting letters, emails, snail mail. This is from California, and I'm not going to read all. I only read parts that I think that would benefit all of you, because they go a lot more into detail on their letters, which we love. This is from California. Thank you for the message you give out to us each week, and I have to say thanks speaking about narcissism and the NAR, the New Apostolic Reformation. He said, I started listening to you a few years now and have shared your messages to others, but it seems they just don't care. How many of you found that out? It's just people do not want. Some do, but the sower sows the word. Some take it, and some don't. Some don't care, but some don't care, and it's like they'd rather stick their heads in the sand. But oh well, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. I have not found a church, and I'm sharing this because so many people have wrote me this. They can't find a church. He tried to go back to one of his last churches he'd attended and found that the church had a bigger band, worship team, more like a rock group. The music I did not recognize anymore, and the colors and the lights are mostly purple and blue, as well as ministers asking for money for more programs. I just stopped going. Just a whole lot of Hoya. For you that listen to me, you know what Hoya is. So, and then he sent this. California wants nation to start pondering climate lockdowns. And the whole paperwork that he got, he sent to me, because he lives there. New strategy to save the planet. July 21st, 2023, he got this. Make more solar farms. This is what they want. And don't eat meat. This is what we're going to read here in 1 Timothy chapter 4 when we get there. But then another one is from Texas. And she's been a faithful viewer for 5 years. I love this because some of them are saying, I'm a silent viewer. I mean, I don't usually write. I'm so blessed to find you, and I've been a weekly viewer ever since I watched the first video. Your courage to continue despite the opposition that comes our way. I want you to know you're making a difference for those of us that seek truth. She just had to step away from a ministry. She goes into the whole thing. I won't, but she had to step away due to the fact the founder doesn't see truth in many areas, and even suggested, listen to this, that I take a fast from viewing your videos and following your channel. Yay! I actually think it's funny now, because before I used to get so wounded and so hurt, but now it's like, if they persecuted Jesus, they're going to persecute you, right? And if the world didn't like them, they're not going to like us either. If they didn't like him. This woman is so indoctrinated by word of faith and the grace message and loves the sugar-coated gospel and teaches we don't sin. I know from walking with you for these 5 years that spiritual abuse is real, and I'm not going to be abused by Christians. Isn't that awesome? Thank you for spreading truth. I've walked out the grief road. Boy, some of these people have really lost a lot. She lost 2 daughters and a grandson in 7 weeks. Can't even imagine. I want to encourage you to keep going. Don't stop. There's so many of us watching that stay silent and are so encouraged to keep on the I love this part. Stay on the narrow path even when other Christians are telling us to get off and follow the NAR. And then the last one's from Australia. I remember one of your previous teachings where you said to be careful of the water. I was skeptical at first, but over the past 3 months, Sydney water has been smelling weird. It smells like the developer fixative that I mixed with my hair color to make the color stay, so that's probably ammonia. The reason why someone would oversaturate water with ammonia would be if there was sewage contamination or decaying life forms. I'm beginning to think maybe they're trying to recycle sewage in the water supply, which is a nasty thought. So she's boiling her water, which is now, if you look under their terms, it's called reusable water. Yes, they're reusing sewage water. And she said other people in South Australia, same thing. They've talked about the weird chemical taste in the water. They have to boil it. Other states are noticing it as well. Let's see if there's anything. Oh, yeah, there's a little more on this one. She's talking, too, about having to step away. She said, this year the teachings are all about finance and money, every teaching. We have to give 10% or we're cursed, they tell us, and bad things will happen. That is just so demonic how they put this fear on everyone. They said if we give, then God will multiply all our money, and it's our insurance policy with God, and we don't. And if we don't, we get cursed in our life and we get really sick. The focus of their church in just the last few months have changed dramatically. Then she said, the modern church in Australia has changed and is now about money for those on the top. Very sad. And I'm glad our faith isn't in men. And I'm glad our faith isn't in these institutions. Our faith is in the Lord, and it is a narrow path, and they're not going to knock us off. I like that. Anyway, 1 Timothy 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. How are they going to depart from the faith? Because right here it says, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. A doctrine is a teaching. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Now, what are they going to do? And we're seeing this, and we are going to see this continue. Forbidding to marry. Just everyone live together now, right? Commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving and prayer. Verse 6, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, the words of faith and a good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. So read this whole thing. I'm just skipping around. In verse 10, for therefore we labor and suffer reproach. Because when you do stay on that path, there is persecution, which has not been taught in our churches. They've just taught you how to be prosperous, wealthy, blessed. But reality is, we are on a narrow road. Now, I'm going to share some things about, I've shared this before in times past, but I'm going to share some of it again because it's happening right around us. It's the Alice Bailey 10-point plan, the charter to destroy Christianity. Now, she is known as a prophetess of the New Age movement. Her teachings and writings are viewed as foundational and authoritative within the New Age movement. Now, we say, why is this important to us? Because they are turning this into a New Age. This is what they want. She described the majority of her work has been telepathically dictated to her by a master of wisdom or spirit entity, just what we talked about in 1 Timothy 4, seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. So this is exactly what's happening in our life and our world today. Everything in Scripture just is still alive. So this whole doctrine that she preaches and teaches, which we're going to get into really a little bit, but then take it into how our churches have taken it now, it's been dictated to her by a spirit entity. I'm not going to mention the name, give it any credit. But her writings, her New Age views and philosophies have a social, spiritual, and political impact on who? Who's impacted by this? Politicians, various nations, and the United Nations. Alice Bailey also founded the Lucis Trust, which was formerly known as Lucifer Publishing Company. In 1922, they changed the name. But one of the main agendas of the New Age movement is to become the dominant religion within the entire world, or the one world religion. Her 10-point plan, or charter to destroy Christianity so that New Age philosophies may become the one world religion for the world. Or lifestyle. If they aren't religious, then it's a lifestyle, which we're seeing. The purpose of the charter is to either destroy Christianity or to convert the nations to the New Age philosophies. And it's a larger strategy to introduce a new order system. As we know, it's the new world. So here they are really quickly. I'm not going to go into all of them, but take some of them already happened. We know about it. We've been living through this. Take God and prayer out of the education system. Reduce parental authority over the children. Destroy the Christian family structure. If sex is free, make it legal. Make it easy. Make divorce easy and legal. Free people from the concept of marriage for life. Just what we were talking about in 1 Timothy 4 there. Make alternative lifestyles. I think they're doing that now. Debase art. Make it run mad. Instead of being edified by looking at art, you're defiled. Use media, this is number 8, to promote and change mindsets. And that's why the Heraldi guy said, you don't need chips in the brain. We've been doing it for a long time through politicians, through the media. They brainwash you through what goes in our eyes, the media, to promote and change mindsets. Create an interfaith movement, which we see are happening right now and has been happening. And the one that really should stick to us as Christians, get governments to make all these laws and get the church to endorse these changes. What does it say? Get the church to endorse these changes. So this plan is being implemented at the highest cultural, spiritual, and political levels within the world. Because she's regarded as a New Age occultist, as one of the prophetesses of the New Age movement. So the Bible here again, now give, the Spirit says expressively, in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. And how come they're departing? Because they're giving heed to these other philosophies. And that's why it's so important to read the Bible and know the Bible. And then when something comes up, it'll give you a red flag because you'll say, no, that's it. But if you don't know your Bible, because many times in churches they don't even open their Bibles, they don't give you a reference, or they just cherry pick a few scriptures. And if you're relying on leaders, you're going to fall into a ditch. You're going to fall right into the deception because you think that leader would never lead you astray. That's why we can't have any heroes in this day. Jesus is our Savior. We can respect and honor people, but when they leave the narrow path, that's when you leave them. And it's hard to say goodbye, but we've all had to do it. So they're receiving teachings directly from demon spirits. You have to think of how demonic this really is that's affecting our world. And that's why the Lord told us not to love this world. We're passing through. And he eventually will take care of these evildoers. It's not our job. Vengeance is his. There's coming a time when he's going to take care of all that. But until then, we are walking a path through these things in life. And we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against these rulers, principalities, and powers. So how does this work? They tell, take out prayer. Well, they've been taking out prayer. Well, what does the Bible say? The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. So even if your kids have to go to public school, you have to teach them how to pray under their breath, learn how to stay connected, walk in the fear of the Lord, to constantly remember he's with you, he'll never leave you, he'll never forsake you, because they're not going to teach this to your kids. And if you don't, they're not going to learn it. So there is a spiritual attack that has been, but it's really, really zeroing in on this younger generation, as we've all been seeing. The devil has attempted to change the minds of the young and lead them away from God and leave from prayer, lead them to the occult, lead them into witchcraft. And unfortunately, some of these movements of churches are also occultic. And the law of attraction, we're going to talk about that in a second, but it's been creeping in our churches, and we thought we were hearing truth, and we were being led astray. And as a result, many people have left the faith. They are backslidden. They've went to different things because they just thought these formulas don't work. Well, our relationship with God isn't a formula. It's a relationship, not a 7 points to get how you write your own ticket with God. But they want to reduce the parental authority over children. That's attack on the family. And some of these other ones, I'm not going to go into them all again, but they don't want marriage to be sacred or respected. But as Christians, we know we respect marriage. God created Adam and Eve, and he created us to have families. And we have to do the best we can to keep our families together, even though many of them are straying and doing strange things. And sometimes if you have narcissistic members in your family, you do have to walk away. Just for your own health, for your own mental stability, because that's another whole subject, and I have taught on that for years. But children right now are being groomed through entertainment, through movies. And if you're just putting your child in front of a TV, you better watch out, because there's so much. Even the commercials now are grooming people. And the education system into accepting the normalization of different lifestyles. The Bible doesn't change. Some people I've talked to, don't you think we should change with Jesus? He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not changing his mind. And we need to also stay with the Bible instead of the new culture and the new thing, all the different changes that they want. Because the devil hates what God created. He hates humanity. He wants to destroy your soul and take it with him to hell. He knows he's going. He wants to take as many as he can. But we say, no, no, not today. My little granddaughter, not today, Mr. Devil, not today. So they want to use the media to promote and change the mindsets, and today it's all about fear. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but if you listen to what they're saying, if their lips are moving, they're lying. fear of this, fear of that, fear of getting a tick now that you're going to be allergic to meat. Anything they can get to get these lab-grown meats into you and away from anything that God made and how he made it. But she understood the power of the media in the future and how it would be promoted to change mindsets. And that's the thing. If people turned their TV off, they weren't aware of a lot of the things that other people were afraid of and went and did certain things. But if you listen to the media, fear of this, fear of that, fear of this. And we know another phase of that is coming. I know that just some of the stuff I've read, and we can't be afraid of it. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, and they love to use fear to get people to panic. Problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem, we react, and then they give us the solution that they wanted all along, which we would have never taken if it didn't have that problem that they created. So once you see through the plans of some of these things, then you can just say, God, you've got this. I can see through it. I'm not going to be walking in fear. Because fear is a terrible thing once you give over to that spirit. But God says to walk in peace, and he's given us a fear not for every single day, right? It's over 365 fear nots. So the media can be used for good or bad, but most of it's controlled by unbelievers or people that support this New Age charter and the things that they want to promote. The media is being used to support this agenda and other agendas. You have to know that. We are not to be conformed, Romans 12:2, to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewal of our mind. And it's going to take work, because you're going to have to start seeing what God says versus what everyone else is saying. And that's why sometimes when you're walking on that narrow path, people think there's something wrong with you. But then years later, they find out, well, you did tell us that. I'd rather be prepared. Not scared, but prepared for what's coming. And I was just listening to someone today. They were talking about in 2035, they don't want garages. They're building apartments with no garages because they want you to live in 15-minute cities so that you won't have a car. Well, I told someone this years ago, and they laughed. And I just thought, here it is. It's starting to show up again. Because once you see their agendas, and you see what they're doing, do your own research. And don't take anyone's word. Find out yourself what some of these things are. Study these agendas that I've been telling you about for years, because then you see what's coming. They can't get everything done all at once, but at least you're kind of, you're stabilized in the Lord. You stay strong. You're not easily shaken, and you do what the Lord tells you to do, but you're not running all the time through the media telling you what's going to happen and how, you know, fear porn, fear porn, fear porn. And they want, of course, create this interfaith movement, which we've talked about before, that's going to create the one world religion. An interfaith movement promotes the notions that all faiths or religions must become one, look for the common good, get rid of any differences. It's the ecumenical view that all religions in the world can unite and become one. So now what they want is to become one at the expense of truth. False doctrines are always going to divide people that believe the truth and those that believe lies. But the authentic gospel of Jesus Christ also divides people. He said, do you think I've just come? He's come. You walk that narrow road, and if people don't want to, there's times you have to say goodbye to those party people that you used to party with in high school. I'm done with that. You don't want to be? I have to walk a different. So division can come, but we don't have to be divisive. Because 1 Corinthians 1:18, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it's the power of God, right? So truth will always divide people between those who follow the truth and those who follow a lie. Matthew 10:34-39, sometimes you just have to let people walk. If they don't want to walk with you, you just have to keep walking, which we've all had to do, and it's hard and it's painful. But when things happen and they don't let you speak your truth, but you have to be controlled by what everyone else is doing, no, we can't do that. And this is the point I want to switch to another subject here, is to get the governments to make all these laws, and we see laws are being changed with the new, everything is... what's the word I was thinking of? The president's always writing a new executive orders. Every new executive orders. And what was that website we were told to look at? Federal regulations? I think that might be it. Anyway, I'll come back with that if I can find it. They tell you what's going to happen before it happens, because it tells you all the executive orders. And they talked about how they were going to jab the whole world before anyone knew it, because they have to state what they're going to do, because these laws are being written, executive orders, and then they want the church to endorse these changes. Have we seen churches that try to endorse those changes? Yes. So now today, the governments all over the world, they're legalizing all these things, addictive drugs. We just legalized marijuana here. Minnesota here, but it's very, very restricted, and it's money-making, really, what they're going to do with all this, where governments are legalizing lifestyles that are totally against what the Bible teaches. And that's because of the influence of the New Age movement. It's growing, and it seeks to achieve these 10-point plan agendas. And as a result, there's going to be a great falling away. I've already seen it with a lot of Christians. I don't know if you guys have. They're just no longer walking for many different reasons with the Lord. But we just pray they come back. We just pray that they come back and they forgive their churches or their leaders or whatever. And they realize this world has nothing to offer. That's why we came out of it, right? And God will ultimately bring an end to all forms of evil at his appointed time. It's not our time. But at his time, he's got a plan, and we have to trust him, right? Now, this is a couple articles I wanted to share in closing with this. An interview, you can find this online, with Michael, a former Word of Faith pastor. And I say that because so many people are so stuck in this still. And this was a man that became a pastor, and he came out of it, and I just wanted to share a couple of things. He also went to Bible school. One of these Word of Faith Bible schools, New Apostolic Reformations, whatever you want to call it. What is that? It means that so-and-so's... I remember when I was in this, and every time I'd go to this one church, he'd call me a prophetess. And they want to label you. It's Federal Registry Resource. Federal Registry Resource. Okay, look that up. If you want to go find things before they happen, that's facts and not theories, but it's agendas that are moving forward. So he had a friend, and he shares his testimony. I'm not going through all this, but if you want to read it further, if you have friends that need to come out of this movement, and it is hard coming out of this movement, but you can do it. We all did it. And the thing is, you need truth to come out. And he's sharing some things that he said his one friend passed away while he was going to Bible school that was teaching all this in 1997. He confessed his healing until the end. His widow left the Word of Faith and Pentecostalism after his death. And now he says, I now regret throwing away so much money in my young years learning a mixture of truth and heresy. And we can all say that. We spent years of our youth trying to chase after this doctrine because this was popular. This was mainstream everywhere. And it's truth and heresy. And that's why it's so hard to discern, because they give you a little truth, but then they mix in their other doctrines. And I was glad that he wrote this article and had the courage to expose this. The message was to believe that healing, prosperity, etc., was the blood-bought right of every Christian. Now, they forget that your outward man is perishing. They forget that you're not going to live forever, right? The key to receiving it was to stand on the word and to deny all contradictory circumstances. You cannot face reality. You cannot deal with truth. You cannot deal with your five senses. This is why it's so bad, because when reality hits and things don't change, then they get mad at God and they walk away. So the key to receiving it, and if you don't receive it, of course, it's your problem. It's all your fault. And you have unforgiveness. There's always a scapegoat of why their theories didn't work for you. The key to receiving it was to stand firm on the word and deny all contradictory circumstances. The stress was laid on believing you have God's answer from the moment you begin to stand on the word. Like the word was a magical, crafty thing that if you just keep saying it enough, it's going to happen. We're going to get into that in a minute. It was confessing that what you believe God had already done for you. So if it's already done, it's done. I don't know how many sermons I've heard about that. It gives false hope to people who are endlessly going up for prayer and never getting anything. Another good friend, unfortunately, committed suicide in 1996. I now put that down to him being bound to these teachings and the guilt that comes with them when it doesn't work. Nowadays, the emphasis is not on speaking scripture so much like it was in the 90s, but rather on all sorts of positive self-affirmations. Just confess, confess. The whole positive confession thing is, I'm still reading from him, is basically the belief that one's words have metaphysical power to change reality. So if you just, everything's in your mouth, they believe their destiny is by their words. You don't really need God. And this is taking you away, again, from 1 Timothy 4, taking you away from God by these seducing spirits and doctrines that you don't need God. You just have to get up and confess it so many times. Well, I need to confess it more. I need to go to another faith seminar. I don't know if they're still doing that now, but I think so. We have one in town right now. If Christ's craft, it's Christ's craft instead of witchcraft. It also reminds me of a Christianized version of the law of attraction. How did you deal with the cognitive dissidence when these practices did not work? Someone asked him. There's a reality gap. You are taught to keep standing. on the word, forever if necessary. The movement is full of unhappy people, and this is a thing I wanted to share, unwilling to let others know nothing is working for them. You have to live a lie. Did God call us to live a lie? Did he call us to not admit that we have a need? According to these people, it is. So what is their explanation if these confessions don't work? Oh, well, of course, it's your fault. The word of faith are ruled by fear, and it's hard to stand back and see the whole paradigm is wrong. So many people don't want to admit that they've been giving so many years to a church that's taught this, and it's wrong. They just can't come out of that denial or face reality, but you have to. I remember when I started coming out, I'd just lay on the floor and just cry and cry and cry. It's like everything, I have to start over. I have to start all over again. Because the whole paradigm was wrong. He said, and then the guy that's interviewing, he says, like, this sounds like the perfect mental trap, very cult-like and hard to escape. Word of faith, people feel superior. And this is a thing, too. When you get around these people, and I was a part of this, there's an arrogance that other people don't have the knowledge you have because you're a word person. You're in the word, and they're just, you know. And I remember one guy said, well, what do I preach, the yellow pages? Because we had such an arrogance that we had deeper revelation knowledge. And they feel superior to other people that don't understand the deeper knowledge regarding faith. He said it's a Gnostic form of pride, and it definitely, definitely is. He said, I think all cults cause their devotees to be defensive and shut out criticism. We were taught if someone comes against some of our favorite leaders, cut them off. They just taught you to, and that's cultic. Think of that. All cults cause their devotees to be defensive and shut out criticism. They cannot bear to think their paradigm could be false. It's humiliating to acknowledge you have been deceived, especially because the word of faith people think they have the answer. There is bingo, bingo, bingo. We had the answer. We had the answer to everyone's healing, to everyone's wealth, and they refuse to admit. It takes humility to admit you've been deceived. But you know what? It's so freeing. It's so freeing to talk about it and say, I was in that, I'm out. Hallelujah. You can come out too. So they believe that they're even more spiritual than other charismatics due to their knowledge of how to supposedly operate in faith. And they have made faith, I don't know what even you want to call it. But he was sharing here that a lot of people leave Christianity altogether when they find out how bogus this teaching is. And that's very sad. And those are the people that we're really trying to reach on our channel right now. We're trying to reach those that have fallen away from the Lord, and they need to know God's not mad at them. There's nothing you've done wrong. We're living in a fallen world. There is a devil loose. And things happen we can't control. We can't control. We think we're so controlling. There's a lot of things we can't control. And we just have to keep the faith till the end, endure to the end, and don't let anyone steal your faith in God, even though things haven't happened the way we wanted. We could all have novels and writings of stuff that happened that we didn't believe would happen and make everyone cry. And we've all got a sad story sometimes. But the kids didn't turn out the way we thought, or our grandkids, different things. What do? Keep walking the narrow path. Keep walking the narrow, though none go with me, still I will follow. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. And I'm just going to go into this one thing about positive confession, because I think people need to hear this. The whole positive confession thing is basically the belief that one's words have metaphysical power to change reality. I think I did share that one already. Okay, so I'm going to go into this about words. Their destinies rely on their mouth. Positive words create positive life experiences, and negative words create negative life experiences. Okay? Now, this was the main guy I followed, so I feel like it's time for me to share this. Kenneth Hagin explains, and this is part of the problem here. Our words, the words we spoke yesterday, made life what it is today. Spiritual things are created by words. Even natural, physical things are created by words. You are not going to have health unless you talk health. We are a product of words. Your words are so important. You need to realize that. They set the boundaries of your life. You will never realize anything beyond the words you speak. You will never have anything beyond your own words. I want to say, I'm so glad God is so much bigger than my words. Aren't you? Oh, my word. It encourages simplistic explanations when humans suffer. If you are diagnosed with cancer, you lose a child, or get into a car accident, it comes as a consequence because of your negative confession. The victim is blamed and fears if they make a negative confession, they have the power to create calamity. This causes unnecessary guilt and shame as they believe their words brought about this suffering. This is abuse. Are words powerful? Yeah, the Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. You can speak good words, but it doesn't mean it's positively going to change things. The words in your home, if you speak kindly to your husband or your wife, you're going to have a nice atmosphere. If you're going to be negative and be mean, you're going to have a death situation. Nobody's going to want to be around you. So there is power in our words, but not to the point that they take it. They take it way off the other end. And as a result, they suffer from unhappiness. The reason is that the ideal Christian, they want you to be an ideal Christian, is an unreachable goal. The consequences are frustration, self-doubt, disappointments, burnout, guilt, shame. It becomes a work-based religion. And what is our religion? We are to keep our peace. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We are to walk with Him as best as we can. We're to listen to the Holy Spirit, read our Bible. And things still happen. Things happen because we're still in the world, right? But we're not basing our religion on our words alone. Because Jesus died for us, and we are preparing for eternal life, which is forever. We're going into a place where, you know, we lay down our body here, but our spirit lives on. So we want to bring as many people as we can into that reality that Jesus died for you and for your sins, right? So it's what He's done. And we acknowledge what He's done, and we walk in agreement with what He's done. It's not about us taking our will apart from His, creating our own world, and demanding that God follow us. It's taking God out of the equation, and it's making you a God. So, the word of faith suffers from cognitive dissonance. What is promised by their theology does not materialize. I was just listening to one of the main one that's still alive, and he was talking about how you should never get sick, but he just got a pacemaker, but he still said, you should never, ever get sick. Well, your body is going to, the outward man is perishing, whether you like it or not. So you have to prepare. So it's just such a strange doctrine, and it's all over television. It's all over. I remember I used to put on all those Christian television, have it in my house, just wanted, like, oh. What is promised doesn't materialize. This creates an unbearable discrepancy between expectation and reality. All my friends went to Bible school, and they were all taking off their glasses and thinking they could see and giving away their cars. They were going to get a new one, and guess what? They walked everywhere they went. Because this gap between what they're expecting and confessing, and then what's really real. And it's still going on. They're still doing all these seminars and conventions, and the people that profit are the ones on top. And lastly, the consequences of this tension includes doubt, loss of reality, depression. They get angry at God and they walk away. What do? You read your Bible and you see, wow, there's a whole lot in here that's never been taught before. Like the book of Revelation. Nobody ever wants to talk about that because we're walking into the beast. Well, the beast system has been here. It's since birth, but we're going to see now the mark of the beast coming more and more. It's a system that is, the Bible tells us it's going, they're not preaching any of this stuff. They're just trying to get you to think about yourself and how, really they're not leading people to the Lord. Back in the day when they did truth and heresy together, at least they led people to the Lord. Then they took all the altars out of the churches. I remember that. I thought, why aren't anyone giving altar calls or regardless, trying to get people to the Lord. I know there's controversy on what is the right prayer or whatever, but the whole thing is that whole shifted from you. It's all about you. You have to have an experience because they want you to be a mystic and have spiritual revelations and have visions. And then you don't need to open your Bible. You just hear the voice of God. So what's happening? You're going to be seduced. You're going to fall away to the doctrines of demons. And let's close with 1 Timothy 4 again. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. And how are they going to depart? By giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, teachings of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, command to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving. Father, we thank you for truth. I just hope that and pray that this message would go to people that are stuck in a ditch, that it's not their fault, things that are happening, that they'd come back to you, Lord. We pray for the prodigals to walk again with you, Lord. That this world has nothing to offer. We're living in this world, but we're really not of it. We're just passing through. What is our life? It's but a vapor. So, Father, we pray that's the most important thing, that people could walk with you and find you and know that you've died for them and died for their sins. In Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen. If you'd like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison, her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching and see you next time.